June 10, 2021, it's the Walk for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Whoa. Sorry. You can tell I ain't man alone. Through the wonders of Estonian software with their Skype invention. I got Brother Jason, Brother Donnie from Cutthroat Brothers with me. Welcome aboard for the second time on the Watford Peter Show, gentlemen.
Yes, woo! Sir. Thanks for having us on.
Right. We already shared a radio experience a couple days ago, so this is actually the third time we get to do the radio gig. But the first one was really, well, I should tell people, we started with John Coltrane. Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful? And then first song off the new Cutthroat Brothers album, it's called The King Is Dead, but the first song is Killing Time. You're going to have to wait for the title song. It's coming. But that first time you were on the Watt from Pedro show, it was really instrumental because it's how I got on this record. Now, you know, they asked me aboard, but let's just off it a limb real quick. They asked me aboard and stuff. And I did this bass and sent it to them. You never know when you send people stuff. You know, I didn't hear anything. I didn't know their stuff was going into the bumfuck folder. And I thought it was like, you know, let's be polite and just, you know, fuck you very much. You know. And then they said, I don't know, somebody was telling me that this thing was coming out. And what, it was like, what? Okay, and let's hear. And so I get in contact and they hadn't got... received those files. Jack, the mixer man, who did an incredible job, incredible guy, a drummer man, I find out, Brother Donnie told me. And you can kind of tell because the drums are so fucking... But so is the guitar and the bass. He did everything good. It's a good band sound. But that's how... That's the Watts word eye view of how it came together. The guy in Texas, in San Antonio, he... Of course, he didn't know, but I kind of had a little inside information, so I...
Yeah, well, yeah, that was, it was kind of akin to that, what we were talking about the other day. It's like, that was our digital Spinal Tap wandering around underneath the Coliseum trying to find the fucking stage moment for
yeah, it's cracker. Like, he says something like, so you're in the studio and there's Mike Watt. What do you do? Well, fuck, Mike Watt wasn't there.
No.
That's what you do. You get some good tracks together and then see if he can, you know, belly up to the bar and get it together, you know, and like that. But I don't think he was familiar. But, you know, there's a lot of this trading files, and especially the situation, right, that we just had and stuff. So, but I pretended like they were there. I had them in the headphones. First, I'd play it a few times. I only did one track a day, so it wouldn't be assembly line rock and shit. That, well, we'll talk about it later, but I got to be part of round two. But anyway, I was listening to blasting and stuff. And then I said, okay, Watt, get the bass on. Now start wailing with him. And, you know, always start off with the wrong too much and get it together. Sometimes, though, right away, because the way they play together, I can tell a long time. And they left space, you know, to let a groove, what do you call that, a grout, mortar in there. And, yeah. I want to play Medicine. This is a great song.
Yeah, man.
Something back when you woman's nest is anger. A woman's love is anger. A woman's nest is anger. The street is lined with buildings I can't enter. Each house a petty crime or ill-advised plot. A way station between having and not having. A woman's lust is anger. A woman's touch is anger. A woman's lust is anger. After a while, the scenery repeats itself. Same buildings, but vaguely different. A sign stripped off to reveal an older one underneath. Furniture dumped on the sidewalk. A woman's home is anger. A woman's egg is anger. A woman's home is anger. I pass a warehouse, a woman's egg with dirty white siding in unbroken strips facing the street. Not a single door or window. Now an orange streetlight flickers. A woman's nest is anger. A woman's love is anger. A woman's nest is anger. Now a utility pole buzzes. Anger. Now it starts to snow.
Maru joki yurul wanyelot ngaka kedingi wonyelot wekwan geduga jijanga maru jokir wonyelot ajuami cawo remi cokoy muar ngor adi ngatija maru jokir wonyelot kan mangar nyalton eka mayor kwayet duenge kwayet mame kwayet Doing each a yor, Philip Corky and Lot, don't you cut the boy? Can wind up your chim and car and ye, Loda, you win the Okumior, Kudan, the Akai, you could work in the old and the Chilo, Nyai, put in a load of Jayanka Kora, can wind up your Kumir, bring a chubble.
Joe wants to play some poker. Up the sleeve he has a joker. At the table he takes to see. It's caught them a fallen machine. First card is the Queen of Hearts. What a way to start. Second card is the Jack of Spades. This could make Joe's day. Third card is the Two of Diamonds. Tough to see them shine. Fourth card is the Three of Clubs. He's about to fold. The cards are so ill-suited for Joe. He's about to fold. The cards are so ill-suited for Joe. He's about to fold. The cards are so ill-suited for Joe. He's about to fold. The cards are so ill-suited for Joe. The tour bus van. Off he drives and the cards fly by. Like fallen leaves in an autumn sky. It's tough to love.
Quietly stepping. call this the semicircle audience.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. That Chuck of Music. Cutthroat Brothers, Brand New Medicine. Jaded Azurite's Brand New. Yes, here.
And I was telling, I was saying the other day, we were talking about medicine. It reminded me of just a tick.
Somebody's got some sounds going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, my fucking car.
Okay. Yeah, that I put that cowboy, you know, Corona thing in there.
Yeah, you did.
Norteña, or whatever. Que perron. You know, sometimes, look, motifs are motifs, but, you know, it's how they're going to function in the song. And I just thought, you know, look, I forgot to mention this to you, Brother Jason, but you know what fucking telegraphed that to me was Brother Donnie's fucking drum part sounded like a fucking train. So I thought
absolutely.
The freight train thing, you know, boom, 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 boom. You know what I did? I did it to the big train when I covered the Kidman Brothers.
Yeah,
I should tell the people what we're playing. Yeah, we're getting a good fucking participation. MB Jones, the dang Malu with no sleep. Patrick Irish, Brand New, the Three of Clubs. SWFCC Watt, Bugs Rise, Public Health Bomb from Bob Bucko Jr. Quarantina Part 18, Baby Blue. Latest and Serious from Joe Cardamone. Down at the Laundromat from Black Randy and the Metro Squad. That's 70s Hollywood punk. 2021 324 Excursion Corona V2. That's Motoko Honda up in Oaktown. She just put that out. Well, maybe a year ago now. I see them from my window. Stair kits from No Wave Days, New York City. Bombas Prendon, Scarier Than Before. These guys record like 6,000 songs, did 5 gigs. Still going, though. And then finally, Network Glass. I love this band. This cat, his name Dory, he's in Baltimore. And Audio 914, 1, 2, and 3. And his music's just a really? Fucking trip, you know. But, yeah, Brother Donnie. Shit is happening for you now?
Yeah.
Because I see your face, and we don't really need it. It's probably Bogart and Bandwidth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. There's a button with the fucking, yeah, there you go, voila.
Okay.
So, you might have not have heard, but that Corona thing that Jason was talking about, it got triggered, or cued, let's say cued, that's a better word. It was cued by your little riff making like a fucking freight train.
Oh. Mine?
Yeah, even though song's called Medicine, I guess, you know. Let's get into the composition shit with the Cutthroat Brothers. How does it happen?
You know, generally speaking, we're lucky enough usually to get together where I live over here in Hawaii, because Donnie, he lives in Tacoma, and I live over in Hawaii. So I'll, you know, sketch out some ideas on phone notes or something like that. And when we got about a record's worth of stuff, whatever, certain number, Donnie will come over, and he's got a little kit over here, and we set up in my living room and work it out.
Okay,
you know?
So, but ahead of time, it's just notes. Like, nobody's making little versions or demos?
Yeah, little tiny demos, but just sketches, no arrangement. We rearrange everything together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll catch a mood or a or a hook or whatever you want to call it, or, you know, kind of, you know, a place to start off and we'll explore that together, you know. And then when we flesh it out, we go, all right, you know, time to call Jack and get in there and start making some recordings.
With a twofer, you know, drummy's got to be kind of signature, right? The tune, so it's not the same thing every tune, right? He's got to, wow, this is the part that goes to this tune.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Donnie is an amazing arranger and amazing, very musical like that. Like, I never played with a drummer that's like him before. You know, he listens to what's right for the song, you know.
Now, you visit him ever in Tacoma?
Yeah, all the time.
No, I asked because you're a guitar man, and there's Guitar Maniac with Rick King.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? he's the guy who's instrumental, absolutely, in this band. Because when I started writing Cutthroat Brothers songs and playing slide, I started playing it just on acoustic and, you know, making the notes and stuff. And I called Rick King and I said, what guitar should I play for this music? And I said, I've been riffing and listening to a lot of Jeffrey Lee Pierce. I've been listening to a lot of, you know, and he just says, stop right there. I got the rig right here for you. And we, on our first record before we ever played a note, the first stop was Guitar Maniacs. And he had an old Oahu amp, you know, those great old, you know, little
sure.
tiny.
I think they were actually thing. Made for slide lap steels or shit.
Yeah, for lap steel. And then he says, he got me a Hound Dog Taylor Tisco Del Rey. And that's and I have two of those from him now that I play. Those are the only guitars that I play. And they just, the second that we plugged it in, me and Donnie were like, oh, man, Rick King, you did it again. Like, he just knows. You know, what's cool, so.
And where's Jack's studio?
Seattle.
It's in Seattle, okay. And that's just up on the other side of the sound, right, from
you get
Donnie.
It. Yep.
Yeah. And, for example, for the King Is Dead, how many days at Jack's pad?
We did the King Is Dead in 4 days. 4 days mixed and mastered and finished the whole thing, and then before we sent it off to you, but
That's four days.
Three days the first one, 4 days on that one.
So when Donnie goes to Hawaii, then he gets good and pracked up with you, or do you come over here to do the prac? Over there's more of the composition.
We've done it both ways. Okay. We've done it both ways. We do some here, and then generally speaking, we go in over there somewhere for a few days at a friend's place or get a place and work and really like tighten up. You know how it is, I guess, like we do the endings, like how's this going to end? You know, like because when you're kind of riffing it over here, we're just like, oh, whatever, just do it. Whatever, who cares.
So you know what that sounds like professional wrestling in the old days, like when you're doing high school gyms. And they call it a schmoz. You know, they use a lot of these shortcut language jargon, right? And the schmoz is like, we're just going to make it up, you know, somehow. You know, I'm going to come off the buckle or whatever. Schmoz. It's probably Yiddish or something like that. But Donnie, were you and Zeke when I played, what was that club in Seattle under the freeway? Was it called Speedway or something?
Under the Rail?
Under the Rail, that's what it was called. I remember
Zeke there. Yeah, I was in Zeke then.
Okay. You know, the good thing about Alzheimer, you're always meeting new people, playing with new bands. I was just checking. We're at the end of the first hour, June 10, 2021. Dish Wap Peter, so special guest, Cutthroat Brothers. Hold tight for hour two.
And he was talking about the evolution of Guitar Maniacs, and this is going to blow your mind. But we were sitting there eating, and I said, what? Because it really took off for him in the 90s. You know, he opened it up in the early 90s, and it kind of took off. And I said, how did that all come about, like, that it took off? And he goes, well, it was Mike Watt. You came and visited him, and then you sent all your friends over there, and that was how he – that was how he got his business going, was because of you. There's a lot of shit that you're instrumental in that you might not know
about.
But
a guy who's kind of quiet, who turned me on to him, was Jay Maskus. In fact, he gave him back the fucking Jazz Master that Nels Klein, his favorite one he got from Rick King, this 15.
Oh, man.
But
that's
look,
amazing.
Look, June 10, 2021, the second hour of the Walt Pedro Show.
Crying like an illness when the moon comes. And Young fool, the roaming dog, his vision from here, from back there, was nowhere, and young Joe was on the go. Up ahead, he can taste the decimation of memory, every molecule drifting down river, away, away, and back to a swamp of self-imposed suffering. He's lifting now, as the moon swells and blooms over the crest of the hillside. The ghosts of sheep go bleeding through the valley like angels, and bells echo up from the town with the sounds of blood rushing behind his eyes. The surprising sense of the body disappearing is where. There's young Joe, mushrooming into a cloud of reconfiguration. He laughs as over the town a strange new dawn is suddenly breaking.
Show second hour start off with, well, a little spiel about Jason there, and Rick King being very kind. Thank you, brother. Okay, The King is Dead, Cutthroat Brothers off the album with the same name. Ben Salter from Tasmania after that, Destitution, the Plaster Men with I'm Not A, out of Ithaca, upstate New York, Troop a Troop out of Poland, Rise and Fall, Heinmach. Heinmach. And I think I wrote that wrong. Island Radio. Sorry. Deep in the Woods 66 featuring Uncle Teardrop from Dublin, Ireland with Mon Chanel. And then Out of Control, Cutthroat Brothers. Yeah, you know, when we were talking with that cat, whoever, the radio man was very kind.
Chuck, man.
Chuck, yeah, Brother Chuck, San Antonio. And Don Bonebreak came up, and a song like fucking Out of Control. You know, Donnie, when you worked the fucking floor, Tom.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the 1618?
The 1618 floor, Tom?
Yeah.
I never have. I've got the 16. I always worked that thing.
Yeah. But you know, there was a thing for a while, maybe John Bonham, you used a two floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And, but man, you got a thunder. See, that just shows you like 6-7 string basses. What the fuck? I mean, when it comes down, you don't need more drums. Get the Carl Palmer thing going. But that
more,
has got
more is less.
Well, you know, with the low end, I know if you got too many notes going, they cancel each other out. So you do get more punching. If you find the right ones, it's not the most ones.
Yeah, for sure. All
right. So this, Out of Control, man. Yeah. Bitchin'.
That was one of the first ones that we started harmonizing together.
Oh, yeah, because some of them I can hear him singing with you.
Yeah.
Some of it sounds like you doubling your voice.
We did that a lot. We went on tour in Europe. We started doing that a lot. It was really great.
So that was an original Cutthroat Brother thing that you developed into that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Taste for Evil? I want to play that.
Over, the smoke is coming from the motor. hatred and mourn. Many people in hell know what it is like to be judged by people who feel superior to them. They know that the love of Christ is quite as important as the judgment they receive from many so-called Christians. We are not loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. We are judging our neighbor as we love ourselves.
of the news. Can you buy me some time? Is it the truth? I'm next in the line. Cause now is the time to testify. Wake from this dream. Wipe the sleep from your eyes.
Mind my business. I see the difference. Ooh, I am the witness.
Watch for Pedro show. Taste for Evil started that chunk of music out off brand new Cutthroat Brothers album. Then Are You a Cop? They got a new record. And that song's called High. Of course, you know how it's spelled. Klein Quartet. I just recorded something for Brother Scotty in North Carolina. That's a great sound. It's like microphones in your fucking chonies. Klein Quartet with Hatephobia 2, People in Hell. Then brand new from Blood Quartet out of Barcelona, Stress of Her Regard. That's got Mark Cunningham from No Wave. What was it called? Mars. Yeah. Sun's brand new thing, Witness Protection. And then finally, Get Haunted, the Cutthroat Brothers. So when it comes to, like, production, who do you give the credit to, Jack, or you guys, or co-produce? Or?
Yeah, it's a co-production thing for sure.
Okay. I mean, some producers like you to play the songs for them before you even go in the studio so they get ideas for them. But you guys didn't do that for Jack, did you?
Not on the first couple of things, but we have been in the last bit because I feel like we're just getting to know more of what we want to do and how we want other people to, you know, add to what we're doing. So we want them to hear it beforehand, you know?
Okay. Yeah, so you are like playing it before them, before you commit to the fucking dealio.
Now we are, yeah. We've grown to that.
Yeah, you know, your first recordings were with Jack, right? All your recordings have been with him, or am I wrong?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they are. You know, that would be, including the live album that was recorded in Europe, we've done four records completely with Jack thus far, so.
And what'd you do for the live one? You brought him tracks that you recorded over there?
Yeah, they recorded it from the board, and it was real good. And it was the very last show of the tour as well, just by chance. So we were all greasy and tired, and you know how you get from playing real for weeks on end, you get real real loose and good. You get it together a little bit. So it turned out real good. And you know,
and also probably the material. It's probably a collection of your greatest hits.
Yeah, you know, at that time we had two records. We showed up, and the booking agent was like, "How long is your guys' set?" And we're like, "I don't know, 35 minutes." We've only ever opened for bands, and their set. He's like, "Oh, that's not going to be nearly long enough because we were basically headlining the tour and didn't know it." So we had to turn into this completely different band. So there's some of the tracks on there that are really fun. Like we get real, like draw out these like Bo Diddley parts and get a little loose and extend things. And so that was something that we discovered just from touring, that we kind of by necessity, but,
that live record has its own versions.
It does. Yeah. Some of them are similar to the record, but some of them are completely completely different, which is we really started to enjoy that part and discover that part about ourselves too, you know.
You know, I've been to gigs where I see a guy press a fucking space bar on a crap top.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nobody likes
that. That's a little different. A little fucking different.
This will be another tribute to your experience as well. But we were playing, you know, Vera in Groningen.
Absolutely,
I'm sure it's a great place.
Peter,
one of the best ever. And we figured that the audience would finally let us stop playing. And if we would do kind of a rave up version of I Want to Be Your Dog, you know, then they'd say all right, you know, like that's good. Peter, I think, is the booker. Is that right,
yeah,
Donnie?
Peter. Yeah. He's
amazing.
He runs the pad, right? I've worked for him 40 years or something.
Yeah, he's amazing, and he always has the best stories because so many great people have graced that stage there, you know, heroes, you know, like you and, you know, like some of our musical heroes, and he was like, Ah, yes. I want to be your dog. He goes, I remember the first time Sonic Youth played here. They ended with that. It's a little different than your version, but I was just like, holy shit. Like, you're kidding. That's amazing. You
no,
know?
No, they did used to do it. Not all the time, but I saw them do it. And Ig was there for their last song. He came on stage and, you know, did his twisto with his body.
Oh, my God. That's amazing, man.
It was righteous. It was righteous. Look, we're at this end of the second hour, June 10, 2021 edition. Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Cutthroat Brothers. Hold tight for hour three. June 10, 2021. It's the third hour. Wap from Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
Pedro Show. Started the third hour off with the Cutthroat Brothers doing Wrong. Then John Duncan and Stefano Pelia with Try Again, brand new record from them. Born Shit Stirs. Sit on My Face, Kyoko. Kind of funny, Kyoko. I don't know if you guys, you Braille, you read Braille. Or can you hear Braille? If you can hear Braille, you might hear my bass. I actually play bass on this song of theirs, but I'm not in the mix. So, and Slang after that, which is some Hokkaido hardcore. Rosoko no Machi. I mean, these are the guys from there. The Born Shitsters are Gaiji. They're what do you call that? Immigrants. They immigrated. One's from Seattle, I think. And one's from England. Then Kiwi Jr. These guys are from Toronto, but they're actually from Maritime. I've never played Maritime. You know, it's like fucking like 8 hours east of Montreal or something, right? But one day I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Have you guys?
No, I haven't been. I have not been to Maritime. I've been to Canada, but not to Maritime.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been to Alaska once, but it was like Hawaii. I flew there because it's like 3 days from the border.
Yeah.
To work it into a tour is tough, but one day, I still got to get that freeway out to Hawaii. These interstates with the letter H, what's that about? Okay. Lisa Cameron and Sandy Ewan with Abyssal Grenadier. Great drummer, Lisa Cameron. And then finally, Cutthroat Brothers. Shake, Move, Howl, Kill. Okay, so what about Words and Cutthroat Brothers? Do they come first? They come last? Do you keep a little like lyric book?
Yeah, I do. I have the same lyric book actually from the very first record. I hope to God I never lose that thing. But I have the same notebook, and you know we have some. It's never really finished until we're laying down the final thing, and you hear it talking back at you. You know what I mean? We try not to fill in the blanks too hard, but.
What about titles? When do titles come in?
Titles come in pretty early on to set the vibe, I think, and those just kind of are. You know, well, one thing Jack Endino was good at was breaking me of horrible habits, like thinking of clever misspellings of words and stuff like that.
Pun rock.
You know, that I thought was like great. And he's like, don't, nobody's going to understand what you're doing. And sure enough, the record gets pressed and they're not spelled the way that I'd spelled it because I thought it was funny to make it like look weird, like Prince or something. I don't know. Like
pun rock.
yeah, something like that. No, I have a question for you that I wanted to ask you on the show, rock and roll wise, because you asked, the first interview we did with you, you asked us what our first instruments that we ever owned was, but I'm just interested, the first rock and roll song that you ever learned to play, what was it?
Yeah, on the bass, Sunshine of Your Love from an 8-track Cream.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Which is the same lick the guitar guy's doing, kind of.
Right.
They do that in the blues sometimes. It's okay. Sometimes you got to get unison. Just think if they would have counterpointed on that fucking Beethoven's Fifth, you know. Bam, 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 bam. You don't want that stuff. They sound like fucking Kenny G, right? Yeah, you don't want that shit. Sometimes you got to all come together and play the one riff, the one... I think George Clinton said everything is on the ones. Sometimes you got to do that. So that was the first one. But the title question from me for you is because that's what I got to do, Brother Jason. I got to give it a title or I've got no anchor. I don't know how to aid and abet with. Maybe it's writing most of the shit on bass. I don't know. I want to play. Yeah. Here's a good one. Candy Cane. So, you know, there was a bass player, right, that did a little Cramps bass sneak in.
We'll be right back.
with last music for this edition, Candy King, Cutthroat Brothers, Unbroken Mantra from Tim Whole House and the Tourette Boys, Pino Ventana from Dark Cloud, that's brother Jason Lafarge, bass man in Brooklyn at what's his studio called? Caesar's Palace, brother Steve. Great name, right? Martin Beeson's got
yeah. Nice guy.
And then Cutthroat Brothers, Throat Brothers, filing with Black Candle. Which was, yeah, I tried to do a mambo, huh? Black mambo for, right, who'd we lose there? That point guard that came out of high school? That was his nickname, was Mambo. He got killed in a helicopter a few months ago. It's terrible.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Kobe?
Kobe Bryant, yeah. Okay, so what I wanted people to hear what we were talking about off-air, people, is about credit not getting to Poison Ivy. You know, this happened with not Chuck Berry, the other man on guitar in the older days. Bo Diddley,
yeah.
When I saw him open for the Dills in the Clash, the Dills opened for him, and he opened for the Clash. They should have been both, right? He was a man alone. But in the older days, he always had a lady with him, right? And she was called some kind of royalty name, the Duchess or some shit like that. And they never got credit. And she was bad. She played kind of like, that reminds me, with these great, and there was two of them. They didn't play at the same time, but different shifts. So it's funny about what stuff gets recognized and what stuff don't.
Right.
Now, yeah,
I don't know how that happens, but it's clear to me when I hear her, people should be talking about her more to me. You know what I mean? I just, when you hear the Econo way she plays and just how it's always right for the song.
Well, signature for the song. That's how you know it is. That's not generic.
Absolutely.
Shit. Yeah. Now, there's that one guy with the hair on one side. He's got some weird signs on the songs the Lord taught us, you know. And okay, but man, it wouldn't make any sense if it didn't have, in my opinion, Ivy's.
Nope.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. A bitch in bed. And I think with the drums, no rack, right? Just a floor?
Yeah.
A snare and a kick? Yeah.
From what I've seen, yeah, I don't think there was a pool.
I got to do a tour with Taff Falco, Pat the Burns, and he knew about them cats, and he said, yeah, it was a weird mix because like that guy was into baseball and, you know, but you know, in the old days, that's the way a lot of punk bands were. You had different kinds of people; they were united another way.
Right.
And I think that's okay. That you don't want a bunch of fucking Ken and Barbie dolls.
It was a pretty great fucking band.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the oil and water thing? Well, yeah, sometimes you want oil and water because it makes trippy colors or whatever the fuck. You know, you
sure.
Know, right? And when you light on fire, it pops. And anyway, stupid shit.
You must learn a lot about that band chemistry stuff by playing with lots of different people and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's figuring out, because everything's different, right?
Absolutely.
Like what motivates people and it gets them to create. Some people like conflict and some people like to fight and some people are against, you know, to go the other way. And it's just interesting. And that's what I love about ensemble band, you know, combinations is the different dynamics between the people. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Now the Cramps, you know, they were still doing gigs, different drummers, but there was something about, like you're saying, that chemistry. Absolutely, I agree with you. So, the next thing you guys got planned is it's Saturday, right? Because the record comes out on K's B-Day.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
people, King is Dead, Cutthroat Brothers, June 12th, Saturday. And now it ain't Hound Dog. That's
Hound God.
Yeah.
Hound God. And it's the Cutthroat Brothers and Mike Watt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Mike Watt is allowed to be a part of it.
And I have a big thanks to you as well for Brother Raymond hooking up that beautiful artwork.
Yeah, my oldest friend. Yeah.
Man, he really that just looks great. Yeah. He's just a real.
It looks classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
I think he was first doing knives. they always had some hippie holding them, so that was a little different.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, thanks for so much. And we didn't get to talk much about it, but when the second album comes out, people, Cutthroat Brothers again let me aboard, so we're going to play all that and talk about it next time, okay? Thanks so much, Brother Jason, sure. Brother Donnie, for coming aboard, and can't wait till next time. I can't wait to play with you guys in person.
Roddy, we're going to get that.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You know, I can't wait to do that.
Okay, okay. People, it's been June 10, 2021. This is Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.